Subis Daf Yudal from Rav Shelam.
Shelam. And it's the following shayla. There's a cotton. There's a ger cotton who is megayer who doesn't want to put on a ksuba that he was Ben Avram Avinu. So he wants to put on the ksuba the name of the Av Bezdin. His name was Gershon.
That's right. Avram Avinu or Ben Avram?
Vayis Tochais Avram Avinu. It's brought down. It's Ma'akav Avinu. He wants to write the name Gershon. Why does he want to write the name Gershon? Because Bezdin, Nasan Loyav. So he says, Mela, the Av Bezdin is Gershon, is Netate.
That's a chash of a Gerkot.
That's a chash of a Gerkot. Bezdin, Nasan Loyav. So he says, I want that the Av Bezdin should be, it should be Avram Ben Gershon. Should be my name. I want to write Avram Ben Avram. Everyone's going to sound it.
Oh, it's a guy whose name was Ger.
What? What did you say?
He's not related.
No, he do the Av Bezdin. He wants to do the Av Bezdin. He wants to write. His name is Avram Ben Gershon. The Av Bezdin is the person who's Megayrim. We say Gerkot Mabilon Adas Bezdin. Rashi says Bezdin Nasin Loy Av. So Memelo, that's his father. That's what he wants to say. So the Chashuk Echemen has numerous reasons why he opposed to this proposal. One reason, he says, Bezdin is only Nasan lo Av for that moment. But they're not permanently his Av. They take care of him, they bring him, they do the Geirus. After that, he's on his own, so you can't call him an Av. Aside for that, he says, what?
That's good for he's being Misachis too. The Geirus is what
it is. Yeah, I know. That's the lay, Dakilu. That's the lay. That should be enough. Yeah, I also have a problem. The other issue is, it's Mechzik Shikra. Okay, Akoponim. What? It looks like a lie. It looks like it's
you want to call
it? I'm not to do it.
Who said the Av?
What?
Who said the Av? Bezdin. These all three names.
Yeah. Okay, Akoponim, Rabbi Yisai. Shteitn Toisvis. That there's such a thing as a ger cotton midday oiraisa. Where do you have a ger cotton midday oiraisa? Because it says gezel ager, and it says in the pasuk says ish. So what's it talking about when the pasuk says ish? It says in the pasuk ein le ish goyel ish einat to tzarach lachzer acharof. But cotton, you don't have to look after him. What does that mean? There's such a thing as a ger cotton mid de oiraisa. So Tosis is grappling with how do you have such a mitzias? Says Tosis, mishkachas lo ger cotton min atoira meuberish and isgaira. That it says meuberish and isgaira benoing tzarach tefila. They have a ger min atoira di Yisrael gomerhu. Interesting lashon. Ger min atoira di Yisrael gomerhu. Is he a ger? Why are you saying he's Yisrael Gomer? What is Tosis saying that with the Yisrael Gomer who? And also the Islam Mammon Men Atoyik when she Yerush is Ima of Yatatoyik Lachzer Shein Le Yosh the Achim Men Ein and Yosh. He has Achim Men Aim. How does he have Achim Men Aim? If he's a ger, so he doesn't have brothers. So what is this? But no, he says he's Yisrael. What's going on? Comes Rav Naftali Trop, and Rav Naftali says, Amar de Kechidish. Says Rav Naftali, this person is kind of a ger, but he's not a real ger. In other words, says Rav Naftali, anytime you're born from a Jewish mother, you're Jewish. So mitvas is there a ger? Says Rav Naftali, a person who's born from a Jewish mother, if it's leidasa was bikdusha, but hayrasa was shalai bikdusha, he's lacking in kedushas Yisrael. What does that mean? There's two different things. There's the nation, or there's la'oim, and then there's the dos. The dos is the religion. Part of the gerus is you have to be makabel the religion. The religion is synonymous with kedushas Yisrael, and that he's going to need a tefillah for. So over here, you have a Jewish child who is going to need a ktsas gerus. The gerus he's going to need is a gerus of to give him the dos. This is the Rav Naftali Trop. Lefizeh, we understand, is Yisrael Gomer, who is Jewish. He doesn't have the Kedusha of Yisrael. So his brothers are his brothers, because they're also born from the same mother. He's Jewish. These are his brothers. But Kedusha of Yisrael he's not going to have. He doesn't have a shevet, I guess.
Because
he doesn't have a shevet. I mean, it's like a shevet, like a ger.
Ger.
Because right, his father is, we're assuming his father's not Jewish.
So
If
they were born afterwards, then whatever. He's with the rest of the gear. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're gonna have to figure this out, but I would like to discuss this concept of this these two different ideas. So there's a massive Talmud Chacham by the name of Rav Ozer. I think his first name is Avi Ezer. Rav Ozer, he's a Rosh Yeshiva in Itri. It's yeshiva here in the Beit Chanina, I think it is. Rav Ozer has Marocha on this inyan. So Rav Ozer brings the following rayas. It says in the pasuk by Avram Avinu that he went Besa Nefesh Asher Asu Becharon. Vos meint Besa Nefesh Asher Asu Becharon. So we all know what Chazal say, that Avram was Megayer Es HaNoshim, and Sarah was Megayer Es HaNoshim. The Shaila is, what type of Gerus is there before Matan Torah? What do you Megayer them to?
Kabbalah's whole mitzvah.
But there are no mitzvahs.
Kabbalah.
There are no mitzvahs. So what's the Kabbalah? What's the Gerus Bechlau? It says by Bas Paro also, it says that she was Yorda, next week's Parsha, she was Yorda, Lirchot, Aliyah, Rashi, and Saita, says she was Toiv El Hashem Gerus. What's the Gerus? There's no mitzvahs.
Avram Vin was Mekayim.
So Avram was Mekayim all the mitzvahs. That's a suggestion. Then the mitzvahs are just suggestions. You want to keep them, keep them. But what's the Gerus? You don't have to keep the mitzvahs. As a matter of fact, when there was like a, you know, tension with the mitzvahs and something other of other importance, they didn't keep it. Yaakov married two sisters. How can you marry two sisters? Okay, so you see that there's no... there were certain things that they didn't... It wasn't that they were mechuyev. So how could you have Gerus? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman practiced Kasha. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Kovit Shiurim Baba Basra Ois Yud, says Rabbi Chanan, Lemaisa Avram Avinu did have certain mitzvahs. For example, mitzvahs Mila. So therefore, he suggests, and that's, that the Gerus was to the mitzvahs that were already given. Those mitzvahs. But his problem was...
That's part of the Gerus.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, there's not much left after the Gerus, right? There's not much left to do. There's other kashas, though. I don't know what other mitzvahs there might be. But first of all, Bas Paro, he doesn't have Gerus, doesn't have Mila, so what is she being Makabal Gerus? And a Nefesh Asher Asu Becharon was before Bris Mila. So Rabbi Chanan falls off the teretz. He himself asks his kasha, says, forget that. He says, what does it mean? Says Rabbi Chanan, it means that it was Megara them. L'kayim mitzvahs b'nei noyach. That's also called a gerus. To be like a ger, like a ger, toishav v'doichek. We're going to be m'kayim mitzvahs b'nei noyach. They're committing, they're being m'kabel. When they don't have before, there was... Mitzvahs b'nei noach pashtus techayev to keep whether they're makayim and they're makabel or not. But here they're makabel. The mitzvahs b'nei noach liyos kiger toishav, and that's already considered a gerus.
Why do you need basid and tefillah for that type? Can you just keep shouting mitzvahs b'nei noach without going to
tefillah? I got it. Okay, good question. Good. What do you need a tefillah for? We'll have to see. So says Rav Ozer. Ich will sagen anderisch, nicht wie Rabbi Chanan, al pi the granat, Rab Naftali Trop. Not sure if Rab Naftali and Rabbi Chanan were Roshivas at the same time. I think they were Roshivas in the same yeshiva, I'm not sure. Okay, we'll have to be aware of that. Al Kopanim says Rav Ozer Al Pi the Granat. He says Adraba. What does it mean the Gerus? The Gerus means that they were Megayer to become part of the Mishpacha, part of the family, part of the Le'oim, the identity, the Jewish identity. And that's a Miktas Gerus. They're Megayer in this much that they become part of the family. Eilach HaNayim is no Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs weren't given yet. But the geris is to become part of the mishpacha. What?
Right.
Oh, exactly. So I think there's a chiddush in what Rabbi is saying, because the Chayra, Klal Yisrael, only started the earliest Yaakov Avinu, because that's Klal Yisrael, or base Yaakov, B'nai Yisrael, B'nai, it's all Yaakov. It only starts, it's only when Klal Yisrael. Okay. Therefore, what? They were in the process, but it didn't exist. So then, Rabbi says it's part of the family. What does that mean, family? What is that? You gave us to a family? Well, I mean, that's very cozy and everything. But Lemaisa, Klal Yisrael didn't exist yet. He learned Torah. That's all suggestions. There's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv Talmud Torah. There's no chiyuv mitzvahs. There's no anything. There's no gerus. It's kabbalas ol mitzvahs. No kabbalas ol mitzvahs. What? A guy is allowed to learn Torah. He's not allowed to teach him Torah. Okay, so that's a whole shaila. How to keep Shabbos? They wore tzitzis. They went out of tchum. It's all things. That's all the hack. That's the hack. Leave the hack. Okay. Akoponim, Rabbi Yisai. So says Rav Oizer, doesn't the pshat? He was megayer to become part of Mishpachas Yisrael, and he went no kabbalas ol mitzvahs. There's no ol mitzvahs. There's no obligation of mitzvahs. Doesn't exist. So it's Taka Chiddush, as Rav Schweitzer pointed out, there's no really Am Yisrael yet. When Asen Nefesh Shasu Bechor, there's no Am Yisrael. It didn't exist yet. Okay, as I feel that's okay. Lefizeh, he wants to say, but it didn't exist. They weren't part. There was no Am Yisrael. There was no Yisrael. There was no such thing. It's a mishpacha of what? Of we call them Yehudim Ivrim, or call them Ivrim. There's not. What is that? There's not. There's no nation yet. So he brings the Ritva, asks a kasha in our sugya. The Ritva asks, "I have a pashteraya ger kotan mat bilanos adas bezdin." His kasha is by Har Sinai. There was lots of ketanim, and Klal Yisrael became gerim at Har Sinai. So ger kotan mat bilanos adas bezdin. How else do they do their geris over there? Says the Rav Eizer, that if you tell me that there was already every person at that was staying at Har Sinai were already part of Am Yisrael. They're already part of the Mishpachas Yisrael. So Elamai, they needed Geiris to get the Dos element. What happened at Matan Torah? They became the religion came on them. For religion, you don't need Al Das Bezdin. Same way we said in Tosfos, Rav Naftali said in Tosfos, that if the mother is a Jew and he's born to a Jew, so you're part of the Jewish family. You just need the tefillah for the dust. For that, you don't need Adas Bezdin, because every Jew has mechuyev to mekabel the dust. You don't need Adas Bezdin for that. So therefore you have no riot from Har Sinai, because Har Sinai, they were already part of the family. Already part of Am Yisrael.
Who asked
us? Rabbi Cook. We're talking about Hartman. What? Hartman? So this you can also answer the Maral's Kasha.
How does that work? If it's only a Gary's for the dust, and it's not Gary's for the
Gary's. So this will answer the Maral's Kasha. The Maral asked that it says by Har Sinai, when they heard about all the Isra of Erva, it says they were Boichel and Mishpachosav, which means they cried because now they can't marry anymore. Their sisters and their other close family members. In fact, the Maral, I don't understand. Gershon is Geyer. Kekot and Shinola them. Why can't they marry their sisters? If a regular Ger is Megayer and a sister is Megayer, they could get married. So at Har Sinai, who was Megayer? Everyone, why can't they marry? Zokter Avoyzer, all of his Zed Kishmak. Because when is Gershon's got Kekot and if you join a new family, you're not part of that family anymore. So we're joining, so we kind of like tore ourselves away from the family. But Gershon is Geyer and Har Sinai, the Pshat is, we're all part of the family already. It's the same family. Elamai, we accepted a new religion. That's not Kekot and Shinoilet, dummy. Therefore, the Baichelem is Pachoysav. Very Gishmak. Yeah. So Rabbi Yossi, I'd just like to add one extra, perhaps. Maybe this is, maybe Rabbi Shimon says something like this, as this fellows. It comes out, if you were saying, it's possible to be part of the nation of Klal Yisrael and not have Kedushas Yisrael. It's Ken Zayn. Ken Zayn. That changed at Har Sinai. Pasuk says, "Hein am levada yishkoin ubagoyim lo yischashov." What does that mean? Hein am levada yishkoin ubagoyim lo yischashov. We are not one of the nations. So the Mefarshim explain, if I remember correctly, we are not a nation. We are a religion. We're not a nation. Nation depends on where you live, on your location. We are a religion. So, we don't have such a thing as a nation.
Am Yisrael.
Am Yisrael is, Hein Am Levada Yishkan Ubagoyim. We're not a goy. We're Am. And Am can be totally on a religion. A goy, he says, means that you're Goye Haaretz. Then it's not a religion. It depends on a nationality. Then you're a nation. We're not a Goye Haaretz. We're not Goye. We don't have. It doesn't depend on the land at all. We are dependent on our religion. So Chmei Nazeh. Ken Zayin. Koyim Matan Torah. There's such a thing as a nation. After Acher Matan Torah, what happened was now it's built the Efshari to be part of the Le'oim without having the Dos. Can't have one without the other. Because in order to be included in our nation, you need to have our religion. Our nation is gebuyt, is totally in being a part of our religion. Memela, in our case, Ger Katan, before he's born, he's going to be born now. If he's born the way he is without a tefillah, then what do we say he has? He is part of the nation without the religion. Before he's born, we have to do tefillah. And Ken Zayin was saying a chiddush, different than what we said yesterday. If he's born without tefillah somehow, if that would happen, he's not Jewish. Not even part of Am Yisrael. Because now a t'nai in being part of Am Yisrael is you have to have the lo'im. Ken Zayin. However, there's a fascinating tour, Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Shlomo Menachem Wolgalanter showed me this morning. Listen to this tour. The tour says, what I just said, it's just a knech on Rabbi Tali. Maybe there's these two things. But Nochmatan Torah, now you can't have the La'oim without having the Dos. It's taka two things. So Rabbi Tali says you have to do the Tefillah first in order to give you the Dos. Afterwards, the La'oim was there anyway intrinsically. You don't need that for because you're going to have that. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, it's unbelievable, but it's Kemat Mefurish Atur. Tumfaket. I'll explain to you what I mean. The Torah says, Simen Resh Samach Ches. What happens if there's a goy who had a circumcision? And he wants to be Megayer. So he's Toivel. And he walks into Bezdin. And he says, okay, I'm a Jew. I'd like to become a Jew. It's Toivel and Bezdin, whatever it is. Segeit Nisht, says Rabbeinu Chanan. It's Machloikas. Some Rishayim say, what's the obvious Eitzah? Hatavas Dambris. The Rabbi Chanan doesn't hold of Hatavas Dambris. Maybe it's totally in, it's totally in the Maisa Milo or the Chalais Milo. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. I'll leave you alone. But Rabbi Chanan doesn't work. Doesn't work. He is not a ger. But his children will become gerim if they have a Bris Milo. Says the Bach. What does that mean? They don't need tefillah. Why? He was Tevel. But he's a guy. What does it mean he was Tevel? But he was not, but there's no Geirus. Says the Bach, he's enough of a Jew, Le'inyin Zeh, that his children only need Mila and they don't need Tevela. Pele Otsum, Rabbi Yossi. Pele Ploim. What does he mean? He's a guy. But his kids are going to be half Jewish.
That's what's going on his wife, no? Doesn't have to do with who this guy is. It doesn't make a difference to the father.
Mm.
Guys, are
going to
be
Yerim
or Jews?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure what... I don't know what he wants with that.
Be a complete guy.
Yeah. Interesting.
The cook and the
what?
No, it's going to become gear.
Right, right, right. Right. Chosh is telling the aim.
It's only telling on the aim. It's going to
move barracks. Oh, okay, yeah, it's a machloikas.
No, that's if it's. If it's
only if she's moved barracks.
No, we're talking if they're becoming a yid.
No, usually it's telling on the aim. But even if the father's a guy.
If they're becoming gear.
So these writers just want to marry right a guy who came on a Skyrim watching the barracks.
Yeah, okay, could be. I don't know what the case is. Okay. Wait, so we have to deal with that detail. We'll work on the detail. Akoponim, does Zet Min Raboisai Klor, that's the such a thing as half Jewish? Half, what does that mean, half Jewish? So at first glance, I thought what he was saying was, this person is part of, the father's part of Am Yisrael, doesn't have the dos. The Mila gives you the dos. That's not really what, that wasn't really exactly what Rav Tali said. Rav Tali said that the Tvila gives you the dos. Right? Not the Mila. The Tvila. So it would be the same idea, same concept. But I don't think that's Pshat. I think the Pshat is Pum Fakir. This person has the religion of Klal Yisrael without being part of the family. Pum Fakir. He has the dust of Klal Yisrael. He's not part of us. Listen to what the Bach says. I'll show it to you inside. Bach says he's Usser B'Yisraelis. He's not allowed to marry a Jew. He has a din of a Ger Tzedek She'Usser B'Yisraelis. What? What is that? He's din of a Ger Tzedek who's Usser B'Yisraelis. In other words, he's keeping all the mitzvahs. He's Balis guy. He's going to keep all the mitzvahs. He can't marry a Jewess. Why can't he marry a Jewess? He's keeping all the mitzvahs. I'll tell you why. Because he has got the religion without being part of the nation. She can't marry him because he's still not Jewish. He's keeping all of the laws of Judaism without being part of the nation. How do you become part of the nation? By the bris. The tefila he did already. So his family already has ki'ilu is makabel the halachas of Yiddishkeit. Pile ploim. But this is what he's saying. He's already makabel the halachas of Yiddishkeit. So therefore he is a din of a ger tzedek. But the mice is not Jewish. He doesn't have a bris milah.
Why can't we consider him a Jew that's an oral?
Because he wasn't a geir. He needs a geiris.
Maybe this is the geiris, but he's just a
geiris. But he doesn't have a bris milah.
He doesn't have a shame.
That's not a bris milah. He doesn't have a bris milah. He has a circumcision. There's no mile. If there was a mile, there's a bris. He has a circumcision. He has no milah. So he's not a yid. He's a guy that keeps mitzvahs. No.
Can he keep Shabbos?
No. He can marry. I don't know. Maybe he can marry. Maybe he can marry a guy. Maybe he can marry a guy. I don't know.
Why is the isser? Is the isser doesn't have
a No, I don't know if this is the isser marrying a guy. You have to know what exactly what the isser is. Reuven Frank.
What is he marry? Another guy?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. But I'll allow you to work out all of the details over here. But lemaisa. That's what it says in the Bach. The Bach says that you have a person, he was Toivol, he already has a circumcision, he's not a Yid, but his kids don't need Tefillah because he already did the Tefillah. Therefore his kids don't need Tefillah. What in the world is this? Weiss Lechois, there's something called half-Jewish. It doesn't mean that one of his parents were Jewish. It means he did a half geirus. So you could understand it one of two ways. Either you'll say that he's part of the family but doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. Could be. I think the Bach is saying the other way around. He's saying he's a din of a ger tzedek, except that he can't marry Yisraelis. Why can't he marry Yisraelis? He's a din of a ger tzedek. The pshat is because he's not yet part of the family. He's not yet part of the family. That's intermarriage. He's keeping all the laws. He has the dos Yehudis. He's going to keep all the laws of Judaism without being Jewish.
Why is this kid so
one of another?
What?
The
I understand that Mila is the Am and Tefillah is the Dus. That's what Naftali said. Naftali said that Tefillah is the Dus.
Each one is one of them.
I don't know. I don't know. Naftali says that Tefillah is the Dus. I understand that Mila is being part of the Am. Okay, I don't know. Look, he's saying over here, this person doesn't need Tefillah, but he needs Mila. So obviously Mila's doing one and Tefillah's doing the other.
Yeah. But
Tefillah is like the Gemar,
so maybe you could say that we have the meal. So I mean, he doesn't have the meal, so he's not even the Am. He doesn't have the
I don't know which is the Iker. We didn't say the thing. We didn't say the one's the Iker.
It doesn't say the
Gemara, it's not the Iker. No, I don't know what the Iker is. I don't know what the Iker is.
He says the Tila ends in
Okay, Rabbi Isai. Right, so they have to do Mila. So what was the Mila? What was the Mila for? I think that Rabbi Shavai speaks about it over there. What was the Mila for? Was they making them? Was the Mila of Geiris? Or was it just what was he trying to accomplish with the Mila? If they're goy, they weren't makabel mitzvahs. What was the Mila going to accomplish? Okay, I think that there's.
Just wanted them to kill them.
Yeah, but what were they saying? They would have to be saying something. Maybe I don't know. Kids are with this stuff. There's a lot still to explore on this topic. Rabbi Shavai is minchas hashor on that parasha. Azoy Dachzach, he speaks about it. Akopanim Rabbi Shai. This is the Chiddush of Tosfos. In Rashi, we came with a whole discussion of this concept of Hei Nas and Loyaf. We discussed that the father of Ada is a Bailam over his son. He's brought down from Rabbi Yaakov Meshach Kalevsky. It's also brought down from Nachum Pertovitz. That there's a father as a Bailam of his child, even a goy. He could sell his child as a slave. A father owns his child, so therefore a father can be Megayim's child without the din of Zachin. As Meduik in the Torah. The Torah says there's a father, father's Megayim. If not father, then Bezdin is Megayim din Zachin. It's mashma that the father doesn't need a din zachin. We said if the father doesn't need a din zachin, why do you need nichalei v'may david avon? What's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says it's hachum ha'askina that the father is megayer with him v'nichalei v'may david avon. When the father is happy with what the father does,
he wants to be with the father.
What do you need that for? The father owns him. What does he have to want and need it for?
No, he doesn't want it.
Who cares if he doesn't want it?
I own you.
So who cares what you want, you don't want? Doesn't make a difference. As the Chmen is Kenzai, the Pshat is as follows. So the Achronim speak about this. I like to suggest perhaps the Pshat is as follows. Ein Achanam Mitzad, the father's the Bailus to do whatever he pleases to this kid. But hold on a second. Who is doing the Chalois Geiris? Who's doing
Bezdin?
Bezdin has to take a step and say, okay, you can do whatever you want. We don't have to be a part of this, of you making your son into a Geir. We don't have to. Why is Bezdin also being partner to this Geiris? Why are they doing this to this kid? He has the bias to do what he wants, but you can make him into a Geir. It's okay, it's very nice, you want to do that. We're not interested in having more Geirim over here, that especially if they're not going to be happy being Jewish. So Bezdin takes a part of it because Bezdin says, Nichalei b'may dovrim, enachanami, maybe it's not b'din zachen. Nichalei b'may dovrim. Now, if Rashi holds that Bezdin is Nasin Loy Av, so why does Bezdin need a Din Zachin for? Bezdin is the father. Does the father need a Din Zachin? No, why not? Father owns him. So why does Bezdin need a Din Zachin? Bezdin's Nasin Loy Av.
But they don't own him.
So what does it mean, Bezdin Nasin Loy Av? It's Nachzuch means the follows. Bezdin is going to be a surrogate father. Who verot gebeten that Bezdin should be a surrogate father? Who asked Bezdin to become his father? You got a Goyish kid over here, right? Who asked Bezdin to become his father? What's the answer? Midin Zachin, he became a father. The Zachin is Gufa, he Nasan Loyav. So they can't be Nasan Loyav to sell him, why not? Because that's not a schus for him. They're Nasan Loyav, Be'inyin, that they could be Megayer him, because that's a schus. Zachin Lodim, Shalom Avander. Where's the Zachin? The Zachin is in them Gufa, that Bezdin says, okay, we're taking control of your life. We're now the ones who are going to be in Koveya. No, when there's an Av, Bezdin doesn't step in, says Rashi.
What's the Chalas?
They're doing the Chalas Geiris. The father's doing the Maisa Geiris. We spoke about. No, Chalas not do Zachin. Chalas is just like every time you do Geiris. Who does the Geiris? Every time there's a Geiris. So Geir Gadol. Bezdin does it. That's not within Zachin. That's Bezdin's job. Bezdin has to decide to do it. They have to want to do it. So if he's a Gadol, he says, I want this. So Bezdin's doing it because he's saying he wants it. If he's a Katan, so the father's saying that the father has to do it. But why are they doing it to the Katan? Why does Bezdin has to decide they want to do it? It has to be Nichle, my David Avon. Okay, Rabbi Salam again, Vaita. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Higdilu Yecholin Limchois. Rabbi Yosef says they get older, they could be Meicha. Higdilu Yecholin Limchois. Says Rashi. Higdilu Ktanim. Shenizgayu Afilu Imavihem. Rashi says, this din of Egdil Yecholim Limchais is not only talking about when Bezdin are the ones that Megayer him, it's also talking about when the father is Megayer him. Now, boy, there's a chiddush here. When Bezdin's Megayer him, what is Bezdin being Megayer midin? Zachin la Adam Shaloi Befanaf. When the father is Megayer him, we didn't know it was Midin. We're not sure it's Midin, Mizachin Lam Shlo Bafanov. That's Pashas Midin, the din of the father. Father's the Bailim. So how? So what is the Yisoid of Igdil Yecholim Limchois? How does that work? So if you understand, you can understand, I understand it in one way. Let's start with the obvious way. What's Igdil Yecholim Limchois? Pashup Shat is that what are you trying to do for me now? Aschus, you want to do a favor? Well, guess what? Yeah, it's not a favor for me. I'm Michael Tovis. It's not a favor. You're not doing me any favor. It's a glory milsalem afreya. That what? It's not a favor. So that would only make sense if you're coming midin zochin l'olam shalav afanof. So that makes sense by Bezdin, not Bezdin. That's Bezdin, which is Zachin Lam Shalom Afanav. But if we're suggesting that when the Av does the Tvila, it's not Midin Zachin, so how is it Yigdil Yochayom Limchais? How does that work?
Didn't we see Bezdin still doing the actual Cholesin for them to get involved?
That's not Midin Zachin. It's not Midin Zachin. It's not Midin Zachin.
Even
that's a shaila. We will learn not like that. So we'll have to see how this works, Rabbi Sai.
According to the first
one, Yisrael
was never a Jew.
Yisrael was never a Jew. If he said, it would be Lafay was never a Jew.
In Achanami. It's
part of the Cholos.
In Achanami.
It's part of the Cholos. It's part of the Cholos. The part that Bezdin does.
But it's not Midin Zachin. It's not Midin Zachin. That's not Midin Zachin. So basically we'll say it like this. Nachzuch, we'll cut to the chase. The Rajba says, there's a different reason over here. Says the Rajba, listen, over here, he can't tell us that it's not a Toiva. Why can't he tell us it's not a Toiva? Because Suzayin Yid is Kulay Toiva. It's a Schus Gomor. When can a person say, Michael Toiva, this is if I do something which, maybe it's good, maybe it's not good. Person comes and he wants to take off Truma for me. Okay, maybe I want it that way, maybe I don't want it that way. Maybe I could say, for me, this is not a schus. There's some things that are kulay toiva. They're becheft so good. The meal is not kulay schus. Yeah. And Achanami, so he says, so therefore we say, you don't have din zachan on that. But the yadus is kulay toiva. So memela, dachzach, if I remember correctly, we have to look this up, I wasn't planning on doing today. The Rajba says that over here you can't say, for me this is not a toiva. So what's the pshat? Says the Rajba is a different din. The din is, ein adam zoiche bal korchoi. You can't force a person to be zoiche in something. So zayin it's a schus. So zayin everything. I don't want this. I do not want this. It's a schus. You have the right. You could be my shlech and everything. Ein adam zoiche baal korchoi. So Rabbi say. Lefize, we could perhaps understand Rashi better. Why? Because Rashi says not only when you say by it's das bezdin, we're over there, it's midin zachin, we're over there, we understand perhaps a little easier because he could say it's not a schutz for me, even when the father comes and does the geiris. Because la maisa, who is the chalois geiris chal on? On him. And he's saying, I don't want this. Ein adam zoicha bal korchoi. Bezdin's doing it. Right, we said Bezdin has to only do it if they think it's good for him. But if he says, very nice, it's good for me, excellent. I don't want it. So then he's not Zaycha. Higdil yochaylem
lemachos. He's not working with Tanzachim.
What?
We're not working with Tanzachim.
Even if it's not with Tanzachim. Ain't adam Zaycha bal korchoi. A person doesn't have a chalois bal korchoi. You can't give a person yadus if he doesn't want yadus. I don't want it. Not because it's going to affect the shlichus, you can't be my shliach because of this. So Zayin, you're my shliach, it's a schus, you're my shliach. The maisa, this is ending up on my plate. I'm not interested in this.
What's nichalei b'mayla v'avuan then?
We would assume it's nichalei b'mayla v'avuan, but higdilu, yochayil l'mchais, and say, it might be better for me, it might be good and everything, I don't want it, I do not want it. Toisvis, however, In Sanhedrin, it says in Sanhedrin, Tosfos says a different reason. Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Daf Samaches Amud Beis says Tosfos a different reason. Says Tosfos, he says, listen, we let this ger katan get away with gerus without Kabbalah's ol mitzvahs. Something's lacking in the gerus. You have the meal, you got the tefillah. He never really, you know, was makabel the gerus in Gansin. And Mela, when he becomes 13, he's old enough to make a Kabbalah, we stick it to him. Buddy, you want to be Jewish or don't want to be Jewish? You mean makabel ol mitzvahs or not? That's really what happens. I would say like this. It doesn't really mean he could be mocha and he could protest. He could just not be makabel.
What was until now?
Until now, where he wasn't shayach to be makabel, so therefore you can have geris because he doesn't have das to be makabel. Okay, as long as you can't be makabel, you're not makabel, it's okay. But when he hits 13, now we stick it to him. Okay, you're being makabel, now you're not being makabel. Which one?
Was he a full Jew until now? Like full?
Yeah.
Okay, that might depend. Maybe he's a chetzi Jew. That's what we spoke about. Maybe Magal B'Yayin Kusher. It's only Magal B'Yayin because he doesn't have the mitzvahs yet. Maybe he only has the loim and not the mitzvahs. That could depend. Yeah, you could talk about that.
How can he switch like once you're a full Jew?
What?
Because he didn't have das yet.
How long is
he
what?
When
he becomes a bendas, over this age. So Rabbi said, there's numerous nafkaminas we could come up with between these different pshatim. One nafkamina, the chayra could be. Does it work mikan ulahaba, or does it work lamafreya? If you say that the pshat is I mengala das, that this was never a schus for me, what does that mean? The whole schia mitchila was not a real schia. Igloi milsel mafreya, that what? Never Jewish, never tvila. So enachanami lamafreya, maybe the wine would be good because he was shomer the das temporarily. So everyone, okay, that would have to deal with. You'd have to deal with all that stuff. However, if you say like the Tosfos Sanhedrin that the pshat is that we say you have to be makabel mitzvahs. What happens if he says I'm not being makabel mitzvahs up until now? He didn't need to be makabel mitzvahs. He's a Jew up until now. He's no longer a Jew. Another nafkamina lechor would be as follows. Says Rebbe Yosef. What would be if the parents never tell him that he's adopted? And this happens. The child's adopted at a very young age. The parents never bother telling him. Now he hits, you know, he's older. Okay, he hits, he's now 30. He's married with a few kids. What's going on? What's the din? So if the pshat is, he could say, I could tell you it was never a schus for me. Did he ever say it was never a schus? He never said that. He was very happy with the whole, he's good the whole time, he's okay. He's, if the pshat is, you have to be misnaged, you have to be moiche. He was never moiche. Maybe, says the Amshel Shloima, at 30, when they finally tell him, he could be moiche and say, oh, I'm not Jewish, I don't want to do, maybe. Okay, we'll have to deal with that. But was he moiche at 13 years old? No. Okay, but was he Moicha? No. He just kept going on. But if the word is you need a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah, yes, there'll be Makabel. He was never Makabel. It depends on how many mitzvahs he's keeping or how he's keeping the mitzvahs. Is that called a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah? That's not Kabbalah. That's not a
Kriya Shema the next day. What's that?
You ain't giving
half every mitzvah he does.
Rabbi Yashiv says it's talking about where.
He had to be given an option.
Yeah, but
he was never given an option.
He has to have actual component to be Makabal Mitzvah. He's keeping the Mitzvah. We have to think not be Makabal Mitzvah. That means he has to know every single 613.
Rabbi Yashiv says they're talking about a case where his family is not necessarily so religious. So he's not being makabel ol mitzvahs. He's not doing it. He's not saying Shema.
He's not
shomer Torah mitzvahs.
The ger is good if they're not shomer Torah mitzvahs straight away.
What?
There's a ger who's not shomer Torah mitzvahs straight away. It's not a good ger.
I don't know. I'm not sure how he's here. Okay.
Damn.
Okay, boys, let's see what Rashi says. Says Rashi, Yecholim limchois veloimer yefshinu liyos gerim. We don't want to be gerim. The choizrim lesuram, they go back to their original ways. The ain lanu lahancha mebezdin, we're not going to punish them. The afilu denu tkimfa, even if we could. I mean, technically, right now he's claiming he's Gentile, so how would we punish him? You know, even if we had control over also the goyim. Vim kidesh isha mishemicha ain atzricha get liyos kisra. If he was mekadesh an isha. But so there's two ways to read this Rashi. One way to read the Rashi is im kidesh isha mishemicha. If he's mekadesh an isha from after when he was moicha, and it's get liyos kisra mumer, then he doesn't need a get. Or it means im kidesh isha. He's mekadesh an isha mishemicha, and it's get liyos kisra mumer. If you read it in Kiddush Isha Misha Micha, he's Mekadosh and Isha after he was Meicha. So that would be Mashma. What happens if he's Mekadosh and Isha beforehand? He wouldn't need a get. What would that mean? That this Macha only works Mekano Lahaba, not Lemafreya. If you read it in Kiddush Isha Misha Micha and a Tricha get, it means that he's Mekadosh and Isha from when he's Micha. Now, does he need a get? Those are the two pshat in Rashi. That might depend on how we're going to learn in Rashi. Does Rashi understand that this machol works mekana lahaber lemafreya? We'll have to see more. Beis Hashem b'li neder. Hopefully tomorrow we're going to try if we can to finish all the way down to the Mishnah. Beis Hashem l'siyata d'shem.